Members of the House Agriculture Committee starting to focus on writing the next farm bill, but have a couple of issues to solve first.
Cotton is a real challenge for us because, as you know, the stacks program really didn't pan out as they had intended for it to. And so what that does is put cotton producers behind the eight ball without an adequate safety net. So one of two things can happen. One, we can do the generous cost share program like we did last time to try and correct that shortfall, provide a little bit of relief there. The other thing is we could get the ag secretary to use his discretion and authority to deem cotton as an other oil seed for the purposes of participating in the PLC program.
Rick Crawford represents the 1st Congressional District of Arkansas. He's chairman of the House Ag Subcommittee on General Farm Commodities and Risk Management.
The first one is probably what is more likely. There have been some folks that in the Ag Department that view the latter, the oil seed designation, as problematic from a legal standpoint. I don't share that opinion, but for the sake of trying to provide some relief to farmers, cotton growers around the country, we're looking again at the generous cost share provision there that would provide a little bit of relief. And then long term, obviously what we need to do is get cotton back in Title I and provide some an adequate source for them. PLC would apply at that point.
But a plan to include that fix in the omnibus appropriations got blown up in part because dairy has problems.
Dairy is one of the things that, I would say dairy is almost like the healthcare of agriculture. It's a very complex and difficult issue to talk about. It's a very complex policy. For every suggestion we have, we're going to have another group that comes out and says, no, that'll never work. We have some people that are ideologically opposed to one approach versus another. We have problems with market access. We're competing with Canada. There's a number of things that are, problematic in the dairy industry, and I don't know of a single solution we can offer to try and address those problems.
So in this time of volatility in nearly every market, what should producers do? Crawford suggests.
What I try to get producers to be a little more proactive on is marketing, using risk management tools that are out there that are, that don't have anything to do with the government. And what we're trying to do is incentivize through a variety of things to create issues like addressing an aging farm population. We've got the mean age of American farmers about 59 years old, and that is on an upward trajectory, and that's not sustainable. So we're trying to incentivize young people back onto the farm, a variety of ways we can do that. Those are the kinds of things we're going to try and tee up for the farm bill. Student loan repayment plans, almost like an employee stock ownership plan for young farmers, young and beginning farmers that don't have the land that's really necessary to be in production agriculture, doing those kinds of things. And so farmers have suggestions on how we can do that. Now's the time to be writing those down and sending them to us, because in all seriousness, we do take that information and build on it. And so, get a good risk management plan, use those free market tools that are out there. And I'm saying like puts and calls. I don't recommend open futures contracts, but lenders like it. It's a good way to build your own safety net. And, hopefully we'll see an upturn in these markets, and it won't necessarily, you won't have to rely exclusively on your put strategy, put option strategy.
Arkansas Representative Rick Crawford. From Washington, D.C., I'm Tony St. James.